Good morning, everyone. Last week, I shared with you my conversation with Cardinal Stafford. The idea is, how can we be holy? The holiness is the question that when I was ordained 2 years ago, is always back in my head. The question is like, how can human beings be holy? And then how, God, can I teach my parishioners at Light of the World how to be holy? The ideas about holiness is always a question like we have to answer. The goal of being Catholic is being holy. Being holy means being like Jesus himself. Again, being holy means being like Jesus himself. The ideas about how to be holy is so important to me. Today, I would love to share with you two helpers or two people you never ever forget. If you want to be holy or you want to on your way to be holy, they are present in the church right now. If you take a look back with me right there, the symbol we have in the church right now, you see the dove right there, the big dove, right? Have you seen that before? That is the first Holy Spirit. And the second person I want you to remember is, she's right there. Mary, we have them both in the church right now. The symbols of the dove, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit and Our Lady will be two people will help you on way to be holy. The first one, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the love between God the Father and God the Son. In order to be holy, we must love one another, love God and love one another. The Holy Spirit is the love between God the Father and God the Son. The Holy Spirit is not the symbol of love, but the Holy Spirit is the love. The Holy Spirit, He is a sanctifier. I think all we were baptized in the church right now. We became the temple of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit, He always helping you. He is reproducing Jesus in your soul. And He is regenerating Jesus in your soul. He will be the one mainly sanctifies your soul. And He will protect you, the advocate, protector. He always be in your souls. I want to introduce for you this week this book. The book called I Never Do Commercial Ever at All in my homily. My first time ever, I want to introduce to you at Light of the World this week about the book called The Sanctifier. The author is Archbishop Luis Martinez. He's on the way to be a saint. I think he is the servant of God right now. This book is about the Holy Spirit. This is the best book ever written by the human beings regarding to the topic of the Holy Spirit. We read this book in the seminary. This is so powerful, beautiful book about the Holy Spirit. This week, we celebrate the Ascension. Next week, we will celebrate the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. For the whole week, I would love you to try this book, The Sanctifier. This book is, you will see this book, what I'm talking about. He will help you, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is someone we usually don't talk about Him that much. We usually forgetting about Him. But I want to bring back the Holy Spirit to light up the world to my parishioners. Learn with me. I read this book a couple years already, and I read that again last week. And then I will reflect on this book this week. I invite you all to try this book with me. It's a beautiful, book ever written by the Holy Spirit. So highly recommend that for you. I don't do the Amazon commercial, but it's on Amazon. So try this book, okay? Again, this is not Amazon. Amazon doesn't pay me anything, okay, at all, okay? But this is on like, Amazon. So a really awesome book. I want you to try. Again, this is called The Sanctifier. by Archbishop Luis Martinez. Holy Spirit is the first sanctifier. The second will be Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Jesus has two natures, divine nature and human nature. The divine nature, he is God. The human nature, Mary contributed to humanity of Jesus himself. We don't worship Mary again. We don't worship her at all. She's a human like you. Again, she's human like you. She's human like us, but she's perfectly practiced virtues. Maybe you can disagree with me at this point. I'm not sure about this point, but maybe you can disagree with me. I'm okay with that. But I think who talks against Our Lady, they are lacking of the virtue of humility. Again, this point, you can disagree with me. You're free to disagree with me. But I think disagreeing with Our Lady is lacking of the virtue of humility. Who attacks Our Lady will be lacking of the virtue of humility. Humility is a big deal to Our Lady. She is so humble. She's Mother of God. She's so humble. She's perfect in virtues, especially the virtue of charity and humility. The humility is a key point for her. The humility and the charity is a key point to go to heaven. A lot of people out there attacking Our Lady. Of course, attacking the Catholics. Brother, sister, I think Our Lady helps me a lot in terms of as a man. As a man, as a priest, I have a tendency to be strong, to go out there, to change the world, to be quick. Everything had to be strong, be quick. But Our Lady, a woman, teaching me how to be humble. Because I believe that, this is my belief, you can disagree with me again as well. Two virtues in heaven that everyone should have in order to go to heaven. The first one, charity. Second one, humility. And I guarantee for you, Father Anthony guarantees for you, in heaven at least, people in heaven will have two virtues. Charity and humility. In order to go to heaven, in order to be holy, the Holy Spirit and Our Lady will be the main sanctifiers. The love, the virtues, the power of God will help you to be holy. I have been reflected on this topic for a while, and I think Holy Spirit and Our Lady will help me and help you to be holy, to be a real, true Catholic. Try this week, this book, and then learn more about Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's all I have for you. The promise when Jesus ascended into heaven, he promised the Holy Spirit. You will be never alone. I will send the Holy Spirit. God the Father will send the Holy Spirit to humanity. That promises when Jesus ascended into heaven, we are having the Holy Spirit, especially the beauty. I just like took a look on the cover, and it will be exactly the same. This will be exactly the same cover with the Holy Spirit we have right now. It will be exactly the same. Maybe you can try this book. Maybe something telling me right now that you should try this book. I strongly believe that the Holy Spirit is with us right now, and I believe that he will protect you all right now. So pray to Holy Spirit, and don't forget about him. Don't forget about the Holy Spirit, because he is a hidden God. He is like gentle, working in the soul, in your soul, sanctify your souls and make you holy, and then he will conform you. He will help you to be like Jesus himself.